Podcasting from baseball heaven, St. Louis, Missouri, home to float trips, gooey butter cake, and the Gateway Arch. This is the Navigate the Rapids podcast, where you find out how to effectively run and market your business. And now, here's your host, Will Hanke.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Navigate the Rapids. Thanks for joining us today, where we talk about improving your online marketing methods. My name is Will Hanke with Red Canoe Media, a company that helps with those online marketing strategies. And today we're going to be talking with my guest, John Ayers. He's an expert in the field of telemarketing with over 20 years of experience in the corporate sales world. He's a president of Business Connections Consulting, an outbound telemarketing agency founded in 2006. John wrote a workbook called The Art and Science of Cold Calling, which is what we're talking about today. The purpose for this book is to help people overcome their fear of cold calling. It teaches skill sets required and the knowledge to become a successful calling person. Now, it's time to make a change in your phone calling attitude and make more money with John Ayers. John, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Will, for having me on.
I appreciate it, man. This is gonna be really good. So, a lot of people are a little afraid of cold calling, or they fear it, or they even hate it. How did you get started in the cold calling industry, telemarketing?
Well, an interesting story how I started my company. I was in sales for 20 years, and from 2000 to 2007, I got downsized 4 times. So, let go of my job 4 times. After the 4th job let go, I came home, and my wife told me, oh man, John, that's it. It was April 14th, 2006. And so she goes, John, you got to do something. Go to the bedroom and don't come out to it. You figure out what you're going to do to start your own business. So from that, I started Business Connection Consulting. I have a lot of years of experience and I love being on the phone. I thought, well, I can maybe make a business talking to people on the phone, and it's worked very well.
Oh, that's really cool. So one of the things that you always talk about when I've heard you speak at various events is lists. What can you tell us about lists?
Yeah. As you look at doing phone calling, one thing that will help you is to have a number of different lists. If you attend meetings and network and go to luncheons and after-hour events, you're going to pick up business cards and meet people. So right there can be a list of those resources. There's other lists you can purchase, and I highly recommend going to a broker source to purchase a list. You can give them all the demographics of the companies you want to work in. We're going to talk about being industry specific today. That's a big key. So you can tell them, I want a company that's $1 million or less, 50-mile radius from the St. Louis market. You can pinpoint, tell them, I want to call the marketing director. What's that name? And they'll provide a list for you, and then you can call from that list. It's great. So having a number of different lists really is a comfort factor. Knowing you can go from one list, if it's not working that day, just switch over and go to another list.
Yeah. So do most of your clients purchase some sort of list? I can only imagine going to so many networking events and building that list so big.
That's right. So, yes, many of my clients, in fact, my business model, they provide the list to us to call. So they might have a list from a database, a CRM program.
Right.
We work in Google Docs on the computer. We work in Sales Genie and other online CRM programs, as well as I'd say 90% or more of my clients provide a list they buy from a broker. And we work in industry-specific areas. We might be calling a list of banks. We might be calling a list of nonprofit organizations. And then we'll talk about a little bit, you tailor the script to that industry.
Okay, so do most of the, from what I'm understanding, they purchase the list. It's not something that you guys do, or do you help with that as well?
I can give them resources for broker leads. And one of the best I've found from my clients is InfoUSA.com is a great list source. There's other ones like Hoover's, Dun & Bradstreet, Data Junk. There's all kinds of lists, but I've had great success with InfoUSA.com.
Okay. So prior to them building the list, I'm assuming they have to know who their target audience is and kind of have that figured out. so they're not just giving you a list of mostly unqualified people.
Correct. And there again, if they have a, let's say they've got a really good amount of clients in a specific industry, I really encourage them, let's start calling in that industry, because you can use this experience over the years. You've worked with all these companies, let's say in the marketing industry. We've worked with companies a lot in marketing and video. And okay. So let's get a list of those companies, tailor a script to that market, and then you can share, hey, here's some of the companies we've worked with over the years. It works great.
Okay. Okay. And then you share how you need to know your numbers for calling in that matrix thing that you know so well.
Yeah, that's real important. That's a basis for being able to determine about how many hours a week you should be doing some calling to be strategic with your new business leads by phone calling. So let's say, for example, you want to get 6 meetings a week face-to-face with a client. You need to back that up, and by keeping track of all your calls for 1 week should help you do that. It might take 2 weeks. But let's say to get 6 meetings, you need to talk to 30 people live on the phone. So you need to back that number up. How many calls, how many dials do you need to call to talk to 30 people? And that might be a number around 100 to 120 dials you need to make to talk to 30 people live to then get 6 meetings set up with face-to-face.
Okay.
So yeah. That tells you, okay, if I can make maybe 20 calls an hour, for 120 calls I need to make, I need to spend about 6 hours a week making phone calls. You could do it 2 hours a day for 3 days a week, or an hour here, and 2 hours the next afternoon, and so forth. But it gives you an idea. You've got to spend X amount of time as part of your program to make those calls and get the numbers you need.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. So your conversion rate, I guess you could call it, is somewhere in the 20 to 25% range if you can actually get a hold of somebody.
That's correct. And let me give you a little background, too, on my calling that I do. I call for clients as myself and my company. I do about 45,000-plus dials a year.
Wow. And
I know, that's a lot. And I talk to – we work in 4-hour call blocks. I talk to about an average of 100 – I dial 100 calls an hour. I talk to an average of 16 people, and I typically set up 5 appointments, meetings, or phone call conferences with people that I talk to. So that's a 31% close ratio.
Interesting. So the phone company probably thinks there's like a teenage girl living there or something, right?
It just depends. I've got charter, so I have unlimited access. I call all over the country. Doesn't cost a thing.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you have your list of how many people or how much time you probably need to spend in order to attain that goal of six appointments, right? So do you have a script in place, or is there something that you do so you're not just willy-nilly in it, you know?
Yeah, scripts are very important, and we want to talk about that, and I'm going to even maybe share 1 or 2 scripts.
Okay. It's
based on 3 key areas. You've got an introduction where you introduce yourself and your company. Then you have the body of that script, which is where you share your services and products and hopefully differentiate between your company and the competition. And then the third is simply the close. And there in the close, you want to be specific. What is the purpose for your phone call? Is it to set up a meeting, to set up a phone call? Do you want to set up a webinar? Do you want to set up a Skype session? What is it you want to set up? That really needs to be determined and know that solid.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. So what if you are doing webinars, so I'm interested in the webinar thing. That sounds pretty awesome. So from start to finish, we get a list together of potential business owners in my case, and then you call and try to get them, instead of actually trying to get an appointment, are you trying to get their email address to plug them in, or?
We can do that, because sometimes we have our clients, they might have mailed or emailed about the webinar that's coming up, a special webinar, and they're trying to really push people to that webinar.
Yeah.
And then we simply call them, and we do two things. If we don't talk to them live to tell them about the webinar and register for it, we leave us a simple, very simple voicemail message reminding them about that webinar. Make sure you go to register for it. Here's the address to register for that webinar.
Okay, that sounds terrific, because you know, getting people to a webinar, especially people that you, I mean, that you specifically want to get in front of, that's a pretty cool way to handle the entire thing.
Yeah, we do a lot of that with webinars and some go-to meetings for different events.
Sure.
And then as well as we've done a lot of calling for some IT companies. They host business meetings, business luncheons, maybe at J-Bucks in Clayton, and maybe Cisco's going to talk about firewalls. So we drive that event to get more people to that event by phone call.
Oh, wow, that's terrific. So what are some of these scripts that you said you were able to share?
I wanted to just share with you a couple of scripts. And the first script I'm going to share is a very simple script for hazardous waste environmental company I called for over the years. And it's very simple. And just a note, too, I called for them on a Monday morning from 8 till noon. The guy had a tremendous list of 1,200 contacts that were people who needed to have hazardous waste removed. So here's the script. It's real simple, and you'll kind of hear the introduction, the body, and the close. Hi, my name is John. I'm with Aegis Environmental Services. We provide environmental consulting and waste management for the items you're currently disposing. Our prices typically reduce our clients' cost 20 to 40%. We work with you every step of the way to develop feasible alternatives, identify the most compliant, cost-effective options for your company. We're committed to providing the highest level of service, safety, convenience, delivered on time by highly trained professionals. The purpose for my call today is to set up a brief 15-20 minute appointment with our president, Tom Cooper, to introduce our company and find out exactly what your hazardous waste are and save you money. You pause and then say, his best days to meet are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Boom, set the meeting.
Oh, very interesting. So who are you typically, in that case, who are you typically talking to? It's probably not a receptionist.
No, we ask for the facilities manager or the environmental manager. So you talk to the receptionist and say, I'm trying to get a hold of that person. He had a list. Some of them had names on it of the right people that we needed to contact.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that list had the people we were trying to get a hold of.
Yeah, I like that. I like how in there you mentioned some benefits instead of just what, you know, what we do and how great we are. You also said, you know that you're going to end up saving 20%. That's, yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
And he typically would be able to save them 20 to 40%. So that's a big key when they hear that in the dialogue. That also brings them in and wants to, you know, do a call with a meeting with the owner, Tom. Now, I want to share two other scripts that are really, if people can hone in on this and fine-tune a script to the industry you're calling, it works phenomenal. It's a great, great asset.
I do this
with a lot of my clients. So this is a public relations design firm out of Illinois area, and I called for them, and they had done a lot of work with banks as well as manufacturers.
Okay.
So the script, the first one is for banks, and you'll hear some great information in it, and then I'll read the one for manufacturers. Hi, my name is John. I'm calling from Blue Moon Creative. We're a local marketing public relations firm with experience in the banking industry. How are you today? Good. We're a boutique firm, which means we bring the experience of a big firm, but the customer service and local flair of a small agency. We help banks in developing a stronger brand identity through graphic design, public relations, and social networking. We also build secure platform websites, and we can help in consumer direct marketing as well. Banking and finance have been one of our strongest client areas, so we're very familiar with getting results for your industry. Over the years, we've done work with the Bank of Jerseyville, the Bank of Belleville, Commercial State Bank of Waterloo, Trinity Bank and Savings, and Bank of Clayton. Purpose for my call today is to set up a meeting with Kim Porter and Mark Lewis, the principals of our company, to come by and talk about our banking experience. Then you say, you know, the best days to meet are Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. What works for you next week? Now, here's the next script tailored. It's pretty much the same one, but they just tailor it to the manufacturing. Hi, my name is John. I'm calling from Blue Moon Creative. We're a local marketing and public relations firm with experience in the manufacturing industry. How are you today? We did some research about your company and felt we might be a good fit for you. We're a boutique firm, which means we bring the experience of a big firm with the local customer service and local flair of a small agency. We help our manufacturing clients develop a stronger brand identity through graphic design, public relations, and social networking. We also build secure platform websites and can help in consumer direct marketing as well. Manufacturing has been one of our strongest client areas, so we're very familiar with getting results for your industry. Over the years, we've done work with the Fisher Company, they make plastic bags, Dixie Paper Cups, Kreider Calendar Company, they do promotional calendars, Fanex Manufacturing, they make cardboard and paper handheld fans, as well as the Bridge Game Company, they make card game supplies. The purpose of my call today is to set up a meeting with Mark Lewis, our president, and myself to come out and meet with you and talk about our experience in the manufacturing industry that we've done. So you see how you can massage it to fit that industry? You buy a list for that industry, and it's gold.
Yeah, I like that. What is your what are your thoughts on? I noticed about three lines in, you said, "How are you today?" Do you find that that's a good thing or a bad thing?
That is a good thing. You want to ask people, and I'll probably talk about that a little bit later. I think in the elite part, how to connect people quickly to get them to be a little warmed up and then go right into your script. So you do want to address them. How are you doing today? You might, if you're calling on a Friday, when I call on Fridays, I always, after I say, how are you doing today? They'll reply and I'll say, happy Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And that gets them, they go, yeah, I love Fridays. So, you know, some things like that are great to connect with people.
Yeah, that's really good. So I like how you can take that same script and change it around. Is that something that you help the people with typically?
Yes, I do. I help people with scripts. That's part of our initial setup fee. We really have to craft a great script. It has to be right on tune. And sometimes it takes maybe a couple of different call sessions to really modify and get that script working. But I do help them come up with a script, as well as another business model of mine, of course, e-brochures.
Okay, so you, one of the things that I do in marketing with, specifically with websites, is I do a lot of A-B testing. So I'll take a page and then I'll change one thing about that page and then I'll test the two. So it kind of sounds like you're doing the same thing in a different realm, I guess.
We are. We're doing a different little change up. We see how well that script is working. If there's something else we need to tweak on it in the body, we do that. Another key to help you in your script is, in the body, use bullet points. They're easy to read for you on the phone, and they're easy for the listener on the other end to hear those bullet points.
Yeah, excellent, Ted. Excellent. Do you have a specific length of time that you found that works the best?
Well, yes. You want your entire phone call, as you're making calls to set up for new business, maybe a meeting or a phone call, you want that to be 2 minutes or less on the phone. So that's why having a very articulated, crafted script that is short and sweet and gets right to the point, and you do your close. My purpose for the call today is to do such and such.
Yeah, I like that. And I would assume that since you're usually talking to a little bit higher up manager type person, that they probably appreciate the fact that you're not wasting their time.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so let's talk about some different tips and strategies for the person that's actually making the phone calls.
There's a lot of different strategies. I wanted to go over just six quick ones that people should be aware of that will help you as you make phone calls and sit down to make that call. The first one, you should have a mirror at your desk. And before you start doing your calls for maybe your 2 hour block that you're going to work calls in, look at that mirror, smile at yourself in the mirror, because that does two things. That opens up your larynx of your throat and it helps you your voice have a richer, fuller sound, and it helps to relax you.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
The second one, which you kind of alluded to earlier, you might want to have a little timer, a sand timer that maybe your mom used in the kitchen.
Okay.
You can buy at Walgreens or a grocery store, and you just flip it over, and the sand runs down in 2 minutes, or get a 3-minute one. That gives you an idea of how you're doing on your time.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah.
Good. And then the third tip might be, don't hesitate to stand up sometimes when you're doing calling. Once you get your script down, and I would highly recommend you practice that script 50 times, you want to get it so it just flows like milk and honey, comes
sure.
out perfectly easy, smooth. Stand up, because when you stand up, sometimes you're more animated. You can use your hands. All that comes through the phone.
Yeah. Yeah,
the way you talk and the way you present yourself, if you're really into it, you've got a lot of energy by standing up and talking and movement, that expression, that energy and enthusiasm can come through the phone.
Yep, I can see how it would even make you sound a little bit more confident.
Right. And then the fourth tip might be using a headset. That gives you hands-free to type notes as you hear the person talk, any comments, anything he's going to reply. You might want to put into your notes area in your CRM program.
Okay.
The fifth one, as you're doing 2 hours of calling, don't forget maybe every 20 minutes to do a stretching period time. Just take a minute, stand up, stretch yourself. I just started a yoga class this month. I'm doing yoga classes, so it's a lot of stretching, but it's important to stretch and be comfortable, so do your stretches every 20 minutes. And then the last thing, number six, I encourage you to drink water to lubricate your throat and your mouth, because that'll keep your voice sounding good all the time. So drink plenty of water, hydrate, and that works really well through your calling period.
Yeah, those are some great tips. Do you ever get any requests specifically for a female to call?
Yes, I do. I have men and women on my call team, and some people say, yeah, I think I want a woman. Or no, for what I want to do the calling, I'd like a man to be able to talk to the, you know, manager of the company or the VP of operations. I think would be a better fit, or the facilities manager. I want a man talking to him.
Yeah. And do you personally think it matters?
In very few cases, it will be a good situation for a man caller to call someone maybe in the maintenance facilities area. That's a good link there for man-to-man talk. Others, women can talk just as well to a man or a woman, and they do a great job. And so many times, you know, us men, we can melt with a woman's voice. So
that's right.
You can help it.
You got to play all the angles, I guess, whatever works. Huh? That's terrific. So what about the mindset when you're cold calling?
That's another really good area I wanted to share. People should be aware of this, the rule, sales rule of thirds.
Okay.
Okay, so 1/3 of all the sales calls that you go out and do, or the meetings that you do, you're going to get that business. The other third is going to go to the competition. That last third of the calls, the meetings you do, proposals in that, that's up for grabs. So if you can be a better person calling on the phone, and have the skill sets and everything, it just helps you get that edge to be able to make that call and do well. When you have a polished script, you're very excited and animated about your calling. All that comes through on the phone and helps you get that meeting set up. Or someone else who really, if they hate cold calling, that comes through on the phone. So that's part of what I wanted to share too, the psyche of calling. It's a mindset. And you've got to be aware, typically, many people don't like calling, but if you can learn through some of the techniques that I teach and train on, you're not going to be fearful. You're not going to be boring. You're not going to be unpleasant. You're not going to be confrontational. You're not going to be unhappy when you're doing those calls. That all comes through. The part you want to be aware of is, how does the customer, how does the prospect on the other end of the phone, how do they view cold calling? Done poorly, you know, it's a nuisance to them. It's unwanted, it's indiscriminate, maybe can be dishonest, it's shady or evasive, insulting, it might be disrespectful. So you want to change all that, because when a guy on the other end of the phone hears a really good, accomplished person talking on the phone, they kind of go, wow, this guy is great. So some of the keys there you want to project is honest and open. You want to be straightforward in your script. You want to be prepared and informed. You want to be professional and businesslike. And like I talk about, be enthusiastic, be upbeat. It all comes through the phone and helps you set up that meeting. The person, the prospect on the other line, when they hear you talking and do a great script like you're going to have prepared, they want to set up a meeting with you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Do you ever get somebody that wants to ask more questions?
Yes, and that's another good area to be aware of. Will, as you have your script on one area of your desk, you might have some specific, very defined questions that you can also ask people and have the answers to them. Or you might have, if they give you a objective, you know, we don't have the money right now in our budget to do your service. You should have specific answers written for those objections.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's pretty smart. And if they ask you, let's say you're doing a call for the manufacturing company, can you guys handle blah, blah, blah? I mean, how do you handle a question that you don't see coming or that you don't have an answer for?
Well, that's what's being prepared and being ready and be able to answer just about anything. If you're working for your own company, or if you have a company you're working for, you know everything. You should be able to answer that.
Right.
If not, keep track of those questions that you get and write down a real strong response for it so you have it right at your desk. All the years of my sales, I always had a couple pages of paper taped up on the wall for specific questions and what my response was going to be to that question pertaining to that company I worked for.
Okay, that's terrific. Let me switch gears a little bit. Do you ever do anything for nonprofits? We talk all about, you know, we're kind of talking mostly about business and creating leads. What about nonprofits?
Calling for nonprofits has been just mainly calling for special events coming up. Again, that we're trying to drive people to the event or look to get a sponsorship for that event, as well as, you know, would they be able to donate something free for that event. Many of them have like a silent auction, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you guys handle that as well.
We do.
Oh, that's terrific. Okay. Well, I really appreciate you being on the show today. Is there any other areas that maybe we didn't touch on that you wanted to talk about?
I think we covered quite a bit.
Yeah. You've given a lot of really great tips. Let me ask you this. How can people find more information about you?
I have a great website. The website address is www.buscon.com. It's the first three letters of my company name, Business Connections Consulting. And they can always reach me on my cell phone. That number is 314-495-2089. And anytime after 4:30 p.m. each business afternoon is a great time to reach out and call me.
Okay, I appreciate that. So the one thing we didn't talk about was cost. What is the typical range or budget that somebody would expect to be, if they're not wanting to do it on their own, if they wanted to hire you to do it?
Yeah, so real easy. You can go to a broker for a list source, and
okay,
100 names will start out at $99.
Okay.
Very reasonable. And the more numbers on the list you buy, the better the price is.
And that kind of goes back to you have to know the number. If you're going to get 100 names that you know you're probably going to close X number.
Right. But usually when you buy a list, you're going to buy 300 companies on that list or 500, because
okay,
the price goes down as you go up and buy more company names on the list. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a third party. I don't get involved with that. My pricing is pretty general. I have a one-time setup fee that's, the base is $100. It goes up to $350. And that's to help with scripts. I send samples of 5 or 10 scripts so they get to see some samples and then create theirs. They send it to me in a Word doc and I tweak it and massage it and get it to be where we need it to be. Also, my clients need to have an e-brochure, which is simply a one-page overview about their product or service, with all the right information, email, phone number, all that information on it.
Okay.
That they send out, because We work in four-hour call blocks. We document every call we make. At the end of the 4 hours, we email that Excel list, that call list, back to them, and there's homework for them on there. We might have set up a meeting, so they're going to have to email that person a meeting confirmation, or they might have said, I don't want to do a meeting, but I'd like to get information about your company. Please email me. So we capture maybe 10 or a dozen or more emails on that four-hour call block. They're going to have to email information, which is that one-page e-brochure that works great. So I send samples of about 10 e-brochures. I think it's been very good to have my clients over the years always commented how great it was to see the e-brochures I sent from my clients and how other companies view and put together an e-brochure, which is simply a PDF.
Okay.
I nicknamed it. I used to be in an advertising company, and so I nicknamed it an e-brochure. It works great. We also are going to take time to spend some hours studying the client that we're calling for. We study their website. We're going to rehearse that script a couple days in advance and then get acclimated to that company, because we take on the personification for those 4 hours that we're calling. We're part of that company.
I noticed that you had said that on the one that, this is John with Aegis or whatever you said.
Yeah, Aegis Environmental Services. When I first started out, I would call and say, I'm calling on behalf of, it works better to become a part of that company. So I have all my callers and myself, we take on the mindset for the 4 hours we're calling for you, we're part of your company. We're just an extension of your company. And we're taking 4 hours off your plate to be able to do some calling to try to get new business leads. That's what we do. Strictly do outbound calling.
Yeah. I think it's a cool thing because, let's say every Friday I get an Excel spreadsheet with a list of people that I'm going to have to meet with next week.
That's correct. That's right.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. So your website is busconcon.com, correct?
Correct. And my email address would simply be John Ayers, which is at busconcon.com. And that's on the website. Easy to find.
Okay. And I'll
and
stick
I have that videos on my website.
Okay. Oh, excellent. I'll stick all of that into the show notes for everyone. So if they need to, they'll be able to link to that really easily. Last thing I wanted to ask you was about the workbook that you wrote.
I do training. I do one-on-one training, and I've gone into companies and done training with their sales team. So it's an 18-page workbook. It takes me about 2 hours to do training.
Okay.
And, I teach more in depth about some of the things I shared today about how to work with lists, how to develop lists, how to create sources. Of ways to meet with other people in that. And
oh, then wow.
We talk a big section. It's all about scripts. And I've got samples of about 8 different scripts. And then the third section is all about tips, strategies, techniques to be better on the phone so you can overcome that fear. Because once you know something better in depth, it's not a fear anymore. You know it, you get on that phone and you call, and it's not fearful. You're going to be kind of like a tiger in the woods. Can't wait to get on the phone.
Right, right. Oh, that's terrific. So you physically go to different locations and hold trainings, kind of like seminars, I guess.
Correct. And I've met with a number of business owners over the years where I do a one-on-one training coaching session with them at their office, come in for 2 hours and teach the book. They get a copy of the book, and it's kind of like it's a workbook. So there's areas in their lines to where they can take notes, and we'll help them develop scripts and do things so they'll write it all in the book. It becomes a workbook that they can use for cold calling.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. And can people find more about that on your website as well?
That's on the website too. And they can call me.
Of course. Oh, all right. Well, thanks, John. I appreciate you being on the show today. And you've dropped some great hints and tips for people that whether they want to do it themselves or just they've convinced themselves that you're the person to do it. I appreciate you coming on.
Great. Thanks, Will. It's been great navigating the rapids with you.
Yeah, thank you. So if you're in the Red Canoe Elite, stick around. I'm going to ask John a couple more questions. And if not, make sure you go check that out. It's at redcanoemedia.com/elite. And we'd love to have you in there. There's tons of videos and tutorials on all kinds of different things. So once again, John, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Will.